After Yaakov gets his dream of the ladder, and I must say that speaking here from Beit El, the place which probably is very close to the place where this dream occurred, the Sulam Yaakov, the Jacob's ladder, was probably right around here. Yaakov makes a prayer. He prays to God and he promises God. He says to him, and he makes a monument. And he says, Ha'even azot asher samti matzeva ye beit Elohim. This stone that I made for the monument will be the house of God. V'chol asher titen li aser asrenu lach. And whatever you give me, I'm going to give some to charity. I'm going to give some back. Reb Moshe Feinstein says, the fact that these two aspects are in the same verse teaches us a great lesson. One, that God, he's making a Beit Elohim, he's making a house of worship. And two, he's giving charity. They need to be together. Why? Because our charity and our religious obligation, they're one. They come together. They're always together. It's not just like we can live a nice ethical, charitable life on one hand, and that's completely cut off. That's different from our religious life, our relationship with God. No, they're all together. Our relationship with God, our relationship with man, it's all one. That's why it's in one verse. You see this in other mitzvot. For instance, on one hand, the mitzvah of Shemitah, of the sabbatical year, there are really two aspects. And depending on which passages you're going to read, you're going to get a different feeling. And one passage, it's going to be more like it's a religious law. And the other passage is it's a social law. It's a law in order to us to give to others, that we leave our land for others to come and take. Which is it? It's both together. That's what this pasuk is telling us, that charity and love of God, relationships with Hashem, is all one, and it's always going to be together. Shabbat Shalom.